The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We were speaking to our own reporter Kyle Butler a little earlier on the show about the tragic events that took place in Offaly over the weekend. As you know, a petrol bomb aimed at a house in Castleview Park in Edenderry tragically claimed the innocent lives of two, a four-year-old, Tadhg Farrell, and his 60-year-old great-aunt, Mary Holt. I'm joined on the line now by Fine Gael TD for Offaly, John Clendenin. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, to you and all your listeners.
What was the reaction? What was your own personal reaction when you heard this? Because it's something like a bolt from the blue, something utterly unexpected for a place like Edenderry.
It certainly is, Pat, and my condolences to all the family and neighbours and friends of those that have been affected by this awful tragedy. It's certainly not something that we would associate with Edenderry. It's a great town. It's a growing town. It's a town with many commuters to Dublin on a daily basis. And for news to break late on Saturday night, 11 o'clock and into the early hours of the morning, that there had been a loss of life and another lady hospitalised due to an arson attack is something that we would never expect to hear in relation to the town. And it's certainly not a characteristic of the town in any way, shape or form over and in its history. So it has definitely left a numbness, a shockness, and it's an act that, you know, we need to ensure is followed up and that there is whoever carried out this attack forces the full rigours of the law. There is an investigation underway, obviously, with an Garda Síochána, and, you know, it's important that the community is reassured that every resource is going to be applied to the investigation. And I would encourage anyone that has any information to make themselves available to the Gardaí, even on a confidential basis, regardless of how big or how small they might feel it is. From 7 o'clock on Saturday evening onwards, please do engage with the Gardaí and try and assist them with their inquiries and investigation.
The Minister for Justice said he was aware that one line of inquiry is that the attack was carried out by an organised criminal gang involved in the drugs trade in the Midlands. And he went on to talk about how the drugs trade are decimating families, destroying families and communities, indeed. You know, to reassure people that they are safe in their own homes, they've got to feel that this attack was in some way deliberate and aimed at a specific target and not just generally at the community. So can you help with that reassurance?
Yes, and that's very important. And I've been in constant contact with my colleague, Councillor Noel Cribben, who's based in the town over the last 24 hours or so. And, you know, it is important first of all, ensure that every resource is applied to the investigation, but also that over the coming days, weeks and months, that we will see, you know, greater resources applied to the town to ensure that people are reassured that that they are safe, that Edenderry is a safe town, and it's a welcoming town. And that's very much going to be the priority for me and my colleague, Councillor Noel Cribben, Councillor Liam Quinn, and I'm sure every public representative over the next period of time. It was raised most recently at the municipal district of Edenderry. So we do have a job of work to do with An Garda Síochána and the Minister for Justice in the period ahead to ensure that Edenderry, rightfully so, it maintains a safe reputation. And I'm very much determined to ensure that happens.
Now, the attack itself, it happened around 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, and a petrol bomb was actually thrown through a window. And now, when you throw an incendiary device like that through a window, there can only be one result, which is an incredible fire. And anyone who's ever covered any of these things knows how quickly fire in an ordinary house can take hold. It can burn anything. Things that you think are not flammable will burn in an intense fire. And as a result, we had the loss of two lives and someone else who was seriously injured in that attack. But the question of why, and again, it's reported that maybe something to do with the drug debt, and this was designed to intimidate people associated with that in some way, directly or indirectly, with that drug debt.
Yeah, I think, look, Pat, at the end of the day, we've seen the loss of life here of a grandmother and a 5-year-old child on the eve of Christmas. You know, this is simply unacceptable and will not be tolerated. And it's important that a very strong message goes out to anyone involved in this, that, you know, the Gardaí are investigating this case. They want the cooperation of the local community, that anyone that comes forward will be treated on a confidential basis, and that we get to the bottom of this problem. It cannot be left to fester. And I think it's important as well just to acknowledge, when you mention how quickly an arson attack can spread, you know, the emergency services responded in a very quick time frame. It was a terrorist house, and it could have been, you know, it could have spread. So I think we have to acknowledge the emergency services as well in terms of the job that they did and how quickly they responded and got the fire under control.
Now, if what's behind all of this is some aspect of the drugs trade, can you characterise Edenderry and Offaly generally in terms of the widespread use and abuse of drugs?
I wouldn't like to speculate at this stage as to what exactly has been the
I'm just wondering, do the Gardaí generally in Edenderry, do they acknowledge there is a problem with the sale
absolutely.
And consumption?
I've been a councillor for the last 10 years before I was elected to the Dáil. This is an issue that we would have been raised at our local community policing meetings, and it certainly needs to be on the agenda going forward. But, you know, there's a difference between, you know, consumption of drugs and what we saw at the weekend in terms of an arson attack on a house. And it's important that, you know, we don't characterise Edenderry as some town that's almost lawlessness. Edenderry is a fine town. There's a lot of progress being made there in terms of development. We've seen a lot of growth in recent years. We're about to see Offaly County Council announce the development of a new library. There's plans for a new school, a primary care centre, a swimming pool, and so on. So there is a lot of good work and progress made in developing and progressing Edenderry as a rural town with good connection and commuter distance from Dublin. So there's a lot of positivity there, but there is a dark cloud overhanging the community and the town following the events of the weekend. And we want to ensure that every resource is applied and continues to be applied to ensure that reassurance is given to the local community and that its reputation as a town is maintained.
And of course, we mustn't forget that one extended family are bereft and grieving after what happened at the weekend, trying to make sense of everything and coming to terms with the death of two loved ones in that family. And that should always be, I suppose, at the top of our thoughts.
Absolutely. At the very outset, I extended my condolences. And I think considering the time of year as well, on the run up to Christmas, for any family to be faced with this tragedy or any town, it really is devastating. It's a heinous senseless act and should not be tolerated in any way, shape or form. And you know, my heartfelt condolences go out to all the family and friends of Mary and Tadhg. And hopefully justice will be done in due course.
John Clendenin, Fine Gael TD for Offaly, thank you very much for joining us on
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.